teen room, if you have children over the age of 2 that are still having a hard time in the sanctuary. This Saturday, April 9th, from 2 to 5 p.m., the Van Zees will be celebrating Larry's 80th birthday here. And that'll be an open house at the church. So come and say happy birthday to Larry on Saturday. This summer, the youth group is taking a trip to Camp Barnabas. We will be serving people with mental and physical disabilities as they go to camp this summer. So we will be being counselors, one-on-one counselors for those individuals. If you'd like to join us or if you have any questions, please ask me. Registration ends at the end of the month, and we are going to start planning our travel details here pretty soon. So get on that and ask me questions if you have them about that. If you are going on a short-term missions trip this summer and you would like some funding help, we have different forms in the foyer to apply for some financial assistance if you need some. If you submit that by May 8th, we will get back to you about how we can support you on your short-term missions trip. We have our membership class during Sunday school today, so if you'd like to learn more about the church or about becoming a member of the church, talk to Pastor Jim about that, and they'll meet in his office. We have youth group tonight, as always, here at the church. We are going to be starting a series through the book of Judges. We've finished up The Chosen. We're moving on to Judges. And then young adult Bible study tomorrow night. We are going to do a game night at our house. We're going to start with snacks, so bring some snacks around 7 o'clock, and then we'll play some games from there. So if you'd like to join us for some snacks and games at Kelly and I's house, we will be doing that tomorrow night. We have an elders meeting on Tuesday, and I think that's all I have for announcements. Does anyone else have announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing together hymn number 2. Come, thou fount of every blessing. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. Hymn number 2. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place, and I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. Please to rescue me from danger, bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Pierce my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy court hearts above. Take a moment to greet one another. Let them know you're glad they're here. Again, we extend greetings and grateful that you are here, and for those of us those of you that are joining us online, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. A couple of things. Yesterday evening, received a phone call from Tom, and Tom is here today. That Ed was not doing well at the nursing home. I went over, and Ed has passed away. So I know that was his prayer request, that he would go home. He's been praying that for a long time. And so God answered that. As I told Tammy when I came back, the angels beat me to him. So he is in the presence of our Savior. He is with his family. But we pray for Faye and the family as they go through this time of grief. So just stay tuned for all the service details, but please be praying for Faye and her family. Also, yesterday, on a family note, my wife's Aunt Carol, she is the last living sibling of that of Tammy's mom's family. They discovered that she had had a massive stroke. She'd probably been in her house. She is alone, but she'd probably had the stroke 2 days ago. And no one knew that. They got her to the emergency room. Her entire left side is paralyzed. She has no vision out of that left. She is able to communicate, but it's more than likely, she is 84. It's more than likely she will not regain full function. So just pray for Tammy's family, for Aunt Carol, her daughter is Tanya, and all the decisions that need to be made that suddenly have happened. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Yeah, our granddaughter's fiance, Brady, we prayed about before, who is in prison, they are at the center where he's basically stationed at. They are taking care of some who were wounded.
And he's in Poland.
He's in Poland.
So the request, as we continually see in the news and such about the issues of Ukraine, for Ron and June Ohm, their granddaughter's fiance, Brady, is over in Poland helping with the refugees. And their wedding is scheduled for June 11th. And so, one, the request that he would be able to get back, but two, for the immediate need of those that he's ministering to, as well as the ongoing conflict going on in Ukraine. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, we thank you that you are the one who has made this world that we can enjoy. Father, we do praise you for the moisture that we've received this week. You know our continual need, and we continue to trust you that you will send the moisture that we need for this season for our farmers and ranchers as they look at the year ahead. Continue to bring peace of mind and heart. I thank you that we have the opportunity to see how you work. Sometimes it's behind the scenes. Sometimes it's very direct. And at times we forget to thank you. So Father, as we have been praying for moisture for this entire winter season, for last summer, fall, we thank you for the moisture that you have sent. Father, we lift up Ed Holmes' family to you, Father, that you would wrap your loving arms around them. We thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. As we have been looking into the book of Romans the last several months, that reminder that your Son came to be the sacrifice for our sins, and that we walk not as orphans, but as your sons and daughters, and that you walk with us all through life, and you bring us up to you when that life is over. But that's not the end. Father, we thank you that our eternity has been made assured because of the sacrifice, the resurrection, and your Son is seated at your right hand. We thank you that we have power to live out our daily lives, and you help us to see where you're at work around the world and the opportunity to join you there. We pray for the issue and the circumstances in Ukraine. We understand, it is difficult to get a full picture because it is so far away that there are two sides, and we pray for both sides, for the Ukrainians that are dealing with loss of life, loss of home, cities, and the refugees. We pray for those like Brady. We think of also Holly that are working with the refugees, and we just ask that you would give them the strength, the wisdom, the words to say as they are impacted by overwhelming needs. Father, you are not overburdened by the needs. I pray for the church and the countries around and for the Church of Ukraine to be able to demonstrate the love of Christ, both to friends, families, but also in their minds to the enemy. Father, pray for the Russian side, for the people of Russia to be able to have accurate information for the situation with their leadership and government. Father, we place all that in your hands. We think of the Weens family as they minister in Russia, and with their desire of traveling, with having their daughter in Minneapolis and all the paperwork that they have tried to do, Father, just give them wisdom as they minister to their countrymen. And again, the power of the gospel is not bound by an ideology or a government, but it is the good news that we can have a relationship with you, that your Son is the only way, the truth, and the life. Father, we pray for the Romano family as we focus on them this month. Thank you for the time that James was able to be with us and for his safety and his travels back. Father, we pray as they relocate their home base, the finances for that project, as well as all the opportunities they'll have with the tent ministry for the summer. Father, we just pray that you would give them wisdom, give James wisdom as he is commissioned to take a greater leadership responsibility and become more in charge of not just his own family and his own area, but with the ministry overall. May you give wisdom to those men and the ability for the elders to be able to hand off some of those responsibilities to the next generation. We pray for our state, our local area, for the opportunities we have to minister. We thank you for the time that we've had with Club Rock and for our youth group. We pray for the preparations for the youth group with their missions trip this summer, that all those details will come together. For the finances you've entrusted to us, we ask that we would be wise stewards and use them to further your kingdom here in our area. Father, we lay all these things before you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask Jace to come forward. He has a unique summer opportunity, and as I prayed that knowing what God is doing around the world, he is going to share a bit about where God is calling him for that part of the world. So, Jace.
So, my mom made sure I didn't wing this, so I had to write some down. So, hopefully it makes sense. So, first of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you in this church for helping me grow. I would not be in where I am today without every single one of you. So I'm sure most of you read my Facebook post or heard about it through the grapevine. I'm planning on doing an internship with Youth for Christ Puerto Rico this summer. We'll be down there through all of June and July, starting June 1st. I've went on many short-term mission trips to Puerto Rico, 3. And I feel like God has led me to just step out in faith and my comfort zone and take a little longer trip and help out the missionaries down there. So while down there, I will be helping missionaries Danny and Laura Peel. Our main goals for the summer are to keep a youth group called Revive going. We will also start some sports camps and vacation Bible schools. They have sort of been stopped ever since COVID, but they are starting to start back up again with COVID sort of calming down. Lastly, we will also be doing some community outreach events, helping wherever needed. I remember a couple years ago we helped pass out some water after the Hurricane Maria, I think. So my main jobs down there, I'll be working alongside the short-term missions teams and almost be a leader for them. I'll know the ins and outs of the camp and just help lead work projects, whether they're on the camp or outside the camp. So with that being said, I would appreciate your prayers, both leading up to June as I prepare my heart for the missions and while I'm down there. Lastly, if you feel led, I do need to raise my own support for the 2 months I am down there and would appreciate your financial support. I have a donations page with Youth for Christ. You can just look up youthforchristinternational.com and then search in my name and it will pop up. And then also I have a link on my last Facebook post. And if you can't figure it out, you can just call or text or message me and I'll let you know. Does anybody have any questions? I'm speaking at Pleasant Valley Church at 11. I shouldn't have done that, but so I won't be able to take questions afterward. So.
What's the average temperature going to be down there in June?
Probably like 94 with pretty good humidity.
But, you should schedule these trips in Jan and
Feb. Yeah, I should have.
Two months,
so I'll be down there all of June and all of July.
So you're talking about monthly support?
Yeah.
Just a general?
So in general, it'll cost about $4,000, I think, for all the 2 months. So.
You fly from?
I think I'm flying out of Sioux Falls. I bought my plane tickets, but I can't remember. And then, so I think I'll go to Minneapolis, Atlanta, and then down to Atlanta and then to from Atlanta to San Juan. Well, thank you, and I appreciate every single one of you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jace, and definitely we'll be praying. I know you're going to be heading out, but also the the Sunshine team is going to be going, and that's always a good reminder. We have the short-term mission funds as a part of our mission program, and those that are looking at summer missionary experiences, there are applications for that. So that those are on the table in the foyer. If you'll take your hymn books again, I'll ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing number 372, Living for Jesus, number 372. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing. Lord and Savior, I have myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my all. Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, doing each duty in His holy name, willing to suffer affliction and loss, deeming each trial a part of my cross. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thine in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I I give henceforth to live. O Christ, for thee alone, living for Jesus through us live. Treasure the light of his smile, seeking the lost ones he died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. You may be seated.